Welcome to the Morphin Grid, everybody. This is Jake from the future. So for the last couple Fridays, we've released tangent casts, which are outtakes from previous episodes. That's sort of what we're doing today. It's a discussion that I had to cut for time and that I really wanted to include. It's a list of fun facts about Power Rangers that you'll never believe or whatever. It was sent in to us by Calvin Lee, aka California. I don't have it in front of me, but I think it's 13. On Twitter. Thank you very much, Cal. We basically talk about what constitutes fun fact and whether or not we're impressed by them. I'm going to let you get to that. Play the music, monkeys. We're at like 54 minutes. I don't know how much I can cut, right?
Yeah.
But we're going to do... We got an email.
Sweet.
From Mr. Calvin Lee, a.k.a. California, which is a very clever name, username. And he... Calvin writes, "Hey, guys!" Exclamation point. He didn't say exclamation point.
You get it. They get it.
Sorry. Just listen to the Grumblebee episode. I noticed that you guys read some facts about... I'm reading on my phone, so this is going to be a little jumble because I have to go back and forth. Some facts about Power Rangers. So I randomly got this on my news feed on Facebook. Some of the facts are the same, but this is from Entertainment Tonight, or ET. I don't know if that's a different thing than Entertainment Tonight. We'll find out in a minute. Which is a pretty mainstream media broadcaster. Anyways, hugs and Power Rangers all together jumps. Oh, like the freeze frame jumps.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
Power Rangers.
That's a good sign off. So we got a list of
the Chikara jump, because now the goofy segment's over.
Yeah. my heart. So this is seven surprising things you never knew about the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. So let's find out what it is.
Yeah, let's do it. I haven't read this one. I saw it on my news feed and thought it was the same one, so I didn't click it.
Now, this one's only seven. The other one was more, I think.
I think you're right.
Probably eight. So let's see if these ones are bull honky. So, Amy Jo Johnson, better known... Okay, nope, that's an ad. Let's get out of here. Amy Jo Johnson, better known as Kimberly Hart, the Pink Ranger from Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, celebrates her 44th birthday on October 6th. What? Also, happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday. That was yesterday.
That was yesterday to us recording, not to you listening. That was right. Like last week. Dang. Dang, girl. I'm slightly...
Amy Jo Johnson, if you want to email us your diet and your workout regimen.
How you stayed young. Maybe you're a witch. If you want to email that to us, you know.
If there's a certain spell,
Josh has a bad back. I have bum hips. We just want to hope that extends to that, because you look great for 44. I would never have guessed that. And I know how old she is.
Right.
I never would have guessed that. So while there have been many incarnations and multiple versions of the Power Rangers over the years, the only good version was clearly the original 190s. Wrong. Empirically.
They just said that as a fact. That is definitely an opinion.
What I just read... was verbatim. I just read
Entertainment Tonight in its clearly face.
Let's see who wrote this. It just says editorial.
That's an opinion, so it can't be in a facts list.
Maybe this is not the fact yet. This is just okay. This is like the preamble.
Okay. I thought that was it. I thought that was the whole entry.
maybe at the end it'll tell us
where it
so we can slap us. So okay, clearly the original 190s. Again, patently ridiculous. We're not going to get into it. We've been into it before. We're not going to get into it yet. Just make sure you don't go back and watch episodes from that time period. What? Get over yourself, nerd. Because there's no need to make yourself sad. Why did that make you sad? We're doing it right now, and it's fine.
This isn't a list of seven unbelievable facts about Power Rangers.
We haven't even gotten to them yet, okay? So here are seven surprising things that you knew about what should have been your favorite show. Warning, some of these are huge bummers. I might have to slap a fool by the end of this. So,
Fact number one, Amy Jo Johnson is a record setter. Starting off with a positive fact, everyone's favorite Pink Ranger, Amy Jo Johnson, has the distinction of being the longest-serving female Power Ranger, appearing in 137 episodes before she left the series. I did not know that.
I did know that.
I mean, I know that she was the longest-serving.
She's in 2.5 seasons.
Yeah, I didn't
know. 2¾ seasons.
2¾. I didn't know that that the number, so that's cool.
Yeah.
Fine. That's a fact.
That's a good fact.
And it's not you being a neckbeard about Power Rangers. Fact number two. People really, really loved the Green Ranger.
There's more, right?
There is more.
Okay. I almost had to stop.
Jason David Frank was everyone's favorite Green Ranger and later White Ranger and then red and then red and then later black.
And then possibly later silver. Who knows?
Oh, I hope it's Austin St. John, though. I really do. However, I hope
it's both, and we get a good on-screen
reconciliation. Because them being bros in this episode and the last episode make me a little sad.
Yeah,
Jason David Frank was everyone's favorite Green Ranger and later White Ranger. However, he wasn't supposed to stay on the show for very long. Frank's arc on the series was only supposed to last a handful of episodes, but fans demanded that he be kept on. He ended up staying with the Power Ranger franchise for years and ended up in 217 episodes during different iterations of the show. Okay.
We knew that. We talked about that on this episode. I didn't know he was in that many actual episodes.
Yes, that is surprising. It's a fact. Gets a pass. This is pass-fail. These are all pass-fail. So first two are passes on technicalities.
Right.
Number three, the secret of the Yellow Ranger. I'm going to fail this right away. Okay? I'm just going to guess this is a fail. Did you ever notice how there were two female Power Rangers, but only one of them wore a skirt? It's because the Japanese show, or the American show, used Japanese Power Rangers footage for the fight scenes in the original show. The Yellow Ranger was a man. That's why the Pink Ranger's outfit has a skirt and the Yellow Ranger's doesn't. Durr. I've known that since I was 5.
Every single person knows that. That's definitely a fail.
Babies are born with the knowledge that Yellow Ranger was a boy.
That seems to be the go-to. I bet you didn't know this fact. That's the wrestling is fake.
That's the wrestling is fake Power Rangers. Power Rangers. Yes. Get over yourselves. A star was born. Bryan Cranston played a character. They add, though, that the Blue Ranger, Billy Cranston, is named after him because he was friends with Saban, or he worked with Saban, I think.
Mm-hmm.
He was, friendly with somebody who was in charge of naming the characters. So I did know that. The second last one is fine. You're still getting a fail. You're still going to fail, E.T.
Yeah, I'm sick of hearing about Bryan Cranston being Snizzard. So.
Right, it's not news. Come back with news, dude. I don't even know if I want to read this. The Mighty Morphin Power Rangers might not have been LGBT friendly. Actor David Yost played the Blue Ranger for hundreds of episodes until one day he just walked off the set, never to return. The reason, according to Yost, who came out as gay a few years later, it was because the producers and director of MNPR allegedly hurled homophobic slurs at him all the time until he got so fed up with it, with being harassed, that he quit. Producers have since responded to Yost's claim, saying the real reason was because the show didn't pay Yost what he asked for, and then it was Yost who refused to get along with the rest of the crew. I don't think that second part is true at all, because he's still friends with both Austin St. John and Jason David Frank and Walter White. I shouldn't have said both because there's three people. And Amy Jo Johnson.
Yeah.
I think I've seen him with Steve Cardenas.
And I'm
pretty sure I've seen him with Karen Ashley.
Yes.
So, he's friends with the cast, maybe some of the crew, because I have heard that some of the crew was
I've heard that, too,
was not good about it. I don't think that header, they might not have been LGBT friendly. I think it was the I'm not excusing it. I think it was the 90s, and you're afraid of what you don't understand.
Right.
And that's why this happened, and he was just sick of it and walked off, and, good for him. I would have liked where it could have gone, but you got to stand up for yourself.
Right.
You can't just take that stuff. So that one gets a – the fact gets a fail for editorializing – but David Yost gets a pass every day. So, a shocking number of cast members have died. Okay, this is going to be fun.
I bet it's everyone that was old in the 90s.
Well, no, okay. There's a couple. All right. So, MNPR might be cursed.
Well, I mean, not every... We know one of them right off the bat. Easy. But
MNPR might be cursed. Dismissive wanking motions. Not only are a number of the show's performers dead, a lot of them died young, starting with Tui Trang, who played Trini Kwan, the Yellow Ranger Oh, that's part of this last sentence. I emphasized it wrong. Trang tragically died in 2001 at the age of 27 when she was riding in with two of her cars. When the car she was riding in with two of her friends, that was me, lost control and drove into a cliff face before flipping multiple times. I did not know that's what happened. Trang's friends both survived, but she died from her injuries. That is very sad.
That is very sad.
Bob Manahan, better known as the voice of Zordon in season 2, died in 2008 of 48 when he suffered a heart aneurysm. Also deceased, Eric Frank, who is Jason David Frank's brother and played his half-brother on the show. It doesn't say the half-brother thing. It just says character's brother.
Right.
You know, do your research, buddy. died 29 from an unspecified illness. I did know that.
I did know that, too.
I
did not know about Zordon 2.
So I did not either.
That's a new one for me, anyway.
Also, eight others, including Machiko Soga, who played the original Rita Repulsa. She was older, so
right.
You know, that happens. And then, wow, this entry was sad. You don't have to say it was sad. If it's sad, we can get it. Thanks.
No mention of Ernie.
Mighty Morphin Power Rangers is centered in Malaysia. Skipping.
What?
It just says Mighty Morphin Power Rangers is centered in Malaysia, and then it's going to go over the promote. Oh, promotes violence. It encouraged children to build giant robots. I
thought it was censored because Morphin is too close to Morphine.
Yeah, it is. Okay, so what he said is, if you guessed because it promotes violence or encouraged children to build robots, both are wrong. I get it, and I skipped it. I think that's it. That's all seven.
The list as a whole gets a fail. Because the guy who wrote it needs to shut up.
Yeah, yes. The guy who wrote it. I just closed it before I could read who it is, so he's getting off easy. You know who gets a pass, though? Calvin Lee. Thank you for sending in the list.
Yeah.
Gave us some stuff to talk about. This might be a Bobo. I don't know. We're going to see how I feel when I edit it.
You're the editor. I just talk on the thing. I just do the thing, yeah.
All right, guys. I hope you enjoyed that. I didn't say it at the top of the show, so I'm putting it in now because I'm persnickety about this kind of thing. But morphingrid.tumblr.com is our website. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com if you want to send us, you know, lists or other things to talk about, or questions or comments or trivia, or if you want to try to trick us with facts you think we might not know, send it in. We love that stuff. You can talk to us on Twitter at morphingrid or on Facebook at facebook.com/themorphingrid, and we're on iTunes. If you want to leave us a rating and review, the next season's right around the corner. What better way to kick it off than with two more reviews? Help us break that 10 review level. I don't know why my voice got so high. All right, thank you very much for listening, and until next time, may the power protect you.